college. That was still when I was in grade school. When they started to dream about that, all the school kids were asked to bring a dime and we sent it in, so I feel that my dime is in there as one of the pieces of the cornerstone. Yeah.
How long did it take to build the decision?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But when you went to college, was it already
It was up, but it wasn't complete. We went into the commons room, and it was all kind of bare, and a lot of the rooms were not finished. But eventually, they got finished. I never liked the cathedral.
Why not?
Too big, too open. I like small, individual things. I was on the committee there. There's one of these days I'll have an Israeli room there. I've been working on it a long time.
You've been on the committee?
Yeah. Joe Katz and Marcel Feingold and then a group of other of us, you know, have gone and we've seen the picture of it, and there's supposed to be a dedication thing, but I haven't heard. It kind of falls by the wayside. By the time we got into it, there is no more space on the first floor, so our room will be up on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how good that'll be, but it'll be a beautiful room. You know, I've toured all the rooms there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Is there a formal committee to build the Israeli room, or how did you get involved with that?
Well, it started with Joe Katz. A group of people started it, and then some of us were asked to join the committee to talk about it and raise funds for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is raising money.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Margie Weiner, I think, was on that committee, and Florence Katz and me, and I think Blanche Greenberger was on it. I can't remember some of the men on it because we usually met in the afternoons, and Marcel kind of took over. And in order to do that and feel a part of it, we all joined the Women's Auxiliary of the Alumni, which, as far as I'm concerned, is nothing but I send my money on.
There's a separate women's auxiliary?
Yeah, there's
a
association? Yeah. I don't know what they do.
You had mentioned last time that during the flood in 36 that just a few bottles of liquor were untouched. Could you talk about the flood? What happened and what Pittsburgh looked like?
It was just a mess. Our restaurant was on Penn Avenue between.
Your phone is ringing.
Anyway, downtown was awful. They were riding around in little boats to get from one place to the other.
Mm-hmm.
All the homes destroyed, you know, on the waterfront, and I always lived in this area. It didn't affect me personally, it just affected our business, because the business was closed down, and it took months for everything to get back in order, and then that's when they started to talk about building a dam to prevent the waters from coming again, you know, after the horses out of the stable.
Mm-hmm.
But everything came back, and I guess my father got loans from the bank to go back into business, and because everything was destroyed, we had to rebuild. It was just completely gone. The tables warped, and it was just a horrible thing. There's a write-up in the paper about everyone missing the picture of my mother, and said something about my mother's chicken soup gone, you know.
After you were married, did you take any vacations in place?
Well, we got married in 1946, and 2 days after our marriage, I mean, that was the reason we got married then, Oscar's mother and father moved to Florida. So it seems that every time we took a vacation, whether it was a month, or whether it was a week, or whether it was 2 weeks, we went to Florida to see his parents. So that really, the only vacation that we ever took, I never went to Atlantic City, and we never went anywhere until later. It was easy to do that when the children were young, and you know, and we'd go down for a month, or we'd go down for 3 weeks or whatever, and we would drive most of the time, not because we wanted to save money, but not because the planes were too expensive, but we wanted to see some of the country, you know, and we'd go into the caves and all that kind of stuff. And, that's what we did, and that's where all our vacations were. And it wasn't until later when my husband progressed in the company that at that time, you know, now they give prizes and you win $1 million and you win a car and you win this. Companies were giving trips for customers who bought so much merchandise and all that kind of stuff. And Oscar was, he was the controller of the company at this particular time. He called me one day from the office and he said, you want to go to Rome? I said, what time shall I be ready? He said, yeah, not so fast. He said, it's only for a week. I said, well, if I don't go for a week, will you take me for 2 weeks at another time? And he said, no, but you know, it comes in February, and our year closes the end of January, and I have all that inventory and all that. I said, Oscar, what'd you call me for? I didn't know anything about this trip. You asked me if I wanted to go, and I'm telling you, yes, I want to go. And he goes, well, it's only for a week, and I don't think it pays, but we'll discuss it when I come home. So he came home, and we discussed it, and he said, I don't think we'll go. I said, don't ever call me again and offer me a trip if we're not going to go. I said, why did you call me? So he went back and he told his boss that he couldn't go, that it was inventory time, and he had this responsibility. And his boss said, what would happen to the inventory if you got sick? And Oscar says, I don't know. He says, you call Helen up right now, and you two get down there and get your passport pictures taken, and order your passport, and you're going to Rome. So we did. We went to Rome, and it was absolutely the most marvelous trip, maybe because it was our first time abroad, but it was just marvelous. And being a company trip didn't cost us anything. And we went first class all the way, and of course our responsibility, mine and Aussie's, was to be host and hostess to the J. Williams Company customers that won the trip, basically. So that was just marvelous. And then the next year we went to Spain, and then the next year we went to Mexico City.
It was sort of like tour guides on that.
It was just marvelous. And then we went to Mexico, we went to Acapulco, we went on a Rhine cruise, we went on a Greek island cruise, we went to London, and Well, we went to Israel, but Israel we went on our own. And then in the country we went to Las Vegas, we went to San Francisco. And Oscar took a few trips with that, and I wasn't invited to. But we had a nice life. We had a wonderful life. We went again. We saw a lot of things, went a lot of places.
Well, tell us about some of the things that particularly interested you in Europe.
In Europe, well, when we went to Rome, we were very there were like two busloads, and we went every place, and we went to see, we happened to get a Jewish guide, and we, you know, they took you to all the churches. But we wanted to see a couple of synagogues, which we did see. And I couldn't get over all the little cars and all this terrific traffic. And we saw all the sights that were to be seen. And we bought leather gloves by the thousands, I think. I think the best ones that were lined cost about $3.95 a pair. I think I still have a couple, but definitely brought back for everybody. And it was interesting getting today. You can buy these Gucci watches, you know. It may not say Gucci; it might say something else on it. You know, they sell them down in the flea market and what have you. But when we were in Rome, these guys would jump on the buses, and they had these wonderful watches, you know, for practically nothing. But a couple of the people bought them, and if it was Elgin, it really didn't say Elgin. It just looked like it said Elgin. And there was a simian, it was real small, simulated something, you know, and they really were junk. But I wish I could show you some of the things that I brought home from those trips, but everything was stolen when my house was robbed. So I don't have any of that.
When was the house robbed?
It was robbed 5 years ago. Then I got double locked.
Were you out of the house?
What?
You were out of the house?
Yeah. We were celebrating my sister and brother-in-law's anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came home, that window was broken. And they had gotten out. They took everything from the étagé except the silver candlestick, the silver menorah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing left on the... And that happened to come from Israel. Because when we were host to the disabled war veterans, my Israeli brought that for us. So at least I have that.
You were host to disabled war veterans.
Pittsburgh has a program.
Yeah.
Every year, for 2 weeks, they bring over 10 Israelis.
Mm-hmm. Who does it?
And there's a called Friends of the Israeli War Veterans, and it's helped run through, it's sponsored, it's paid for by private funds, but it's run through the UJF.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask 10 families to host a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them are very badly impaired, and some of them, my veteran, usually they come, it's sad because they're so young and they're without their limbs or at least one limb. My veteran had a very bad arm. He couldn't use it completely. He's an older man. He was injured in 68, you know, but they let him come. They apply to come. And the program here is just marvelous. And it's wonderful not only for the veterans but for the Pittsburghers too, because usually you don't know a lot of the other families that are being hosted. together, and there's programs every day. They get about 2 free evenings. I remember one evening my veteran said, "Where do we have to go tonight, or can I just sit?" I said, "You can just sit more from the music tonight. You don't have to go anyplace." So we took them shopping. They went through the steel mills. They take a day in Buffalo. They go to Niagara Falls. And the Jewish Community Center feeds them up there.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Washington. They see the senators. And they, so they're there for 2 days. And you don't go, there's just two women. Or two, a man and a woman who go with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it gives the host a chance to relax. They have a dinner and dancing at the Marriott with the Rita and Earl Perlow, not Earl, what's his name, Ed Perlow. They own the Marriott out there. We go out there one night. We take them shopping to the malls, and they're not poor. You know, it isn't that you have to buy anything for them, but everybody does. And then there are certain stores that give special discounts to them, and they bring them all kinds of stuff for their wives and for their children, and what have you. And you get a, you keep writing to them after all these years. They're your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
how long ago was your veteran here?
My veteran was here, let's see, officer died 3 years ago. We must have had the veteran about 7 years ago. And I still hear from him. Yeah, it's really a wonderful program.
When were you in Israel?
I was in Israel after the Yom Kippur War.
Mm-hmm.
I went on the EJA mission.
Mm-hmm. What did you do then?
What I do, I got up every day at 5 o'clock in the morning and went sightseeing. We went to the barracks, we went to the kibbutz, we went to meet a Russian plane that was coming in. Well, actually, it wasn't coming from Russia. Everything goes to Austria and then they come from there. And we went to the Hunt for the Ages and we heard speakers and we were asked for money and we went shopping and it was, you know, long bus rides all the time. Of course, we went to the Yad Vashem and we went to different cemeteries. We got a real good look at Israel. I really wanted to go back, but Oscar didn't want to go back. My husband was not a real spicier traveler, because
mm-hmm.
I saw it already. But it's different now.
When did he see it?
Huh?
When did he see it?
He went with me.
Oh, he went with you.
He went with me. Yeah. And, but it was a wonderful experience. A funny thing happened. When we were in Israel, Oscar had some cousins living in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we didn't know them. But his one cousin, who just recently died, lived in Pittsburgh, and you know we were close. And he had gone over to visit his brother and nephew, and what have you, in the family. And so he was there, and I told him that we would be there at the same time. So they live in Jerusalem, and so we made a date that on a certain day that we were going to be in Jerusalem. They would come and meet us, and we would go to their house, so, to meet them all. And so we went to this hotel, and we just got in, and they had this lunch, and in Israel, they have their big meal in the afternoon. So we sat down, and we ate, and then we came out, and Eugene and Tibby were waiting for us, with a cab, no less, waiting for us. We got in a cab to go to their house. And they live in these, you know, apartments. And what do you think we got there? We got our lunch there. And they were cooking. They wanted to make an impression on their America relatives. They were cooking on every floor. They, you know, all the neighbors, because these apartments were very tiny. out of the wheel. And Oscar and I looked at each other and I just said, we did, and they were wonderful, wonderful people. They really were. And we enjoyed it. And they invited us back another night because after the mission ended, Oscar and I stayed in Jerusalem another 4 days because we wanted to do our own sightseeing, which we did. And it was on one of those days that we went back to visit our relatives. And their name was Spire, too. It was, you know, Spire relatives. And they gave us directions, and we took a cab to go, and we were to be there at 6 o'clock. So, one of the other couples who was on the, that's my phone.
That's your phone.
We get, another couple asked us to go to dinner with them, and we said, well, we were having dinner with our relatives, and we got in the car, in the taxi, and gave them directions, and started to go, and it suddenly hit me, and I said, Oscar, are you hungry? And he said, why? I said, you're not going to get dinner tonight. He says, what do you mean we're not going to get dinner tonight? I said, you're going to get cake and tea. So I hope you'll be satisfied with cake and tea. Yes, 6 o'clock, we're going to get dinner. I said, remember we had dinner at 1 o'clock. So we went and that's what we had, cake and coffee and tea. We had a good time, and they really were wonderful people. Now the Spires, the brother that lives in Pittsburgh, he just died. As a matter of fact, after the funeral, I had them all over here. His wife died before. His wife died right after Oscar died. But he just has one son, and they're in the building business, and they live in Irwin, PA.
Mm-hmm. This is your husband's?
It's my husband's cousin. My husband's cousin. And Eugene, the cousin who just died, was a brother to the brother in Israel. And he was there to interpret for us and everything, you know, we went, so it made it very easy. But he would go to Israel every year or every other year to see his family. Very wealthy. And he went every year, every other year, and he called them every other week on the telephone, you know, a certain time, and he would call them and say, there was a very close relationship there. So there was his brother and his wife, and they had one son, he's married, and they have two children, okay? So Eugene had not been feeling well, so he was not in Israel last year or the year before because he wasn't well. And so this past, not this year, last year, he decided to bring them all over to Pittsburgh. So he brought the six of them to Pittsburgh. And as a matter of fact, not only did he bring them to Pittsburgh, but Joe, Eugene's son, took the four of them, not the old folks, but the young folks, to Disney World in Florida for a week so they could do that, and they just took them every place, and they just had a wonderful, wonderful time. So they were here, and those are, and I hear from them. I hear them a lot of them.
You mentioned UJA. Are you active in Federation? And what do you do there?
Well, at one time I was chairman of the Community Day Program. And I've been chairman of various things, and now I'm on the campaign. I always work on the campaign, and I'm a chairman of the $300 to $500
What kind of things did you do? What did you do for your community day?
I'm trying to think through. I speak at work. Well, what we do, there's usually a workshop in the morning. And then in the afternoon, there's lunch and a speaker. And I was chairman and my good friends. I can't remember anybody's name. It's a bad day for me. Speaker and talked all day. You know, they talk about Israel. Have you ever been to one of these?
Yes.
They have different speakers, but it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
So this year was different. They didn't have all those workshops. They just had one.
In general, how do you feel the Jewish community has been over the years? Has it remained pretty much the same in terms of integrating in Pittsburgh life?
Well, I think that they try. And we have said so many times there ought to be things that we could do to bring those that we don't see out of the bushes. And it's a very, very difficult thing to do. And I think every organization has tried, and all the agencies of the Federation have tried. And maybe with their demographic studies, they may have found some hiding. But I think that, the Jewish community is smaller, like the regular general community is smaller, because I think a lot of people have left town.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot more are going to leave because they don't like the school system. I think we're going to lose a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
young people. That's my personal feeling. Well, they don't like waiting in line and to get into certain schools. They feel all schools should have an adequate educational program, and I agree with them. I think it's awful. So they move out to the suburbs, or they move out of the city. But I think that Pittsburgh is a very large city on a very small scale.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my phone again?
That's your phone again.
And for a month. They were in Florida for a month.
Yeah.
And so they left one car down there. So she's sharing that car.
It must get lonely.
Well,
after all these years of being together and having
fun. Well, they've been doing this now for about 5 years, and I generally go down for about 2 or 3 weeks and be with them.
Mm-hmm.
I always say I'm not going, but I somehow I end up there.
Are there anything we haven't talked about?
No, you asked me about what other organizations. I belong to the City of Hope. I belong to NAMAT.
Mm-hmm.
I belong to Vicar Hall. I belong to Ladies Hospital Aid Society. I don't think I belong to Children's Aid Society anymore. They haven't sent me a bill. And Technion,
mm-hmm.
Hadassah, B'nai B'rith, or...
Might be easier to just ask what you don't belong to.
I don't belong to, yeah. And, you know, I've worked on Israel Bonds, and I do what I can.
You have a busy morning. Actually, we're getting to a close, yes. We neglected to ask you last time, so it may not have been here. We'd like to have a picture of you, if you could come up with one. And if there's any memorabilia or things that you would like to have collected with, a discussion.
Let me look, and I'll see it. There used to be a lot of newspaper pictures and stuff around, but I don't know. Sometimes my kids go through everything to make stuff, and my photograph albums are... But come here, I'll show you some.